This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2 p.m, our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews and culture pieces from across Aotearoa Dunedin.
Welcome to R1 News at 1. I am your host today, Charlie, and today we just have the bulletin and the weather coming up for you.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
This is the R1 News Bulletin for Thursday, 3rd of October. I'm Charlie. In national news, the Rotorua Lakes Council has reignited legal action weeks after protests forced a halt to stage 1 of its $29 million Tarawera sewage scheme. Laura Smith of Local Democracy Reporting reports. The council confirmed it's seeking a court injunction to resume construction on the project, which says it's crucial to protecting Lake Tarawera's health. The Tarawera sewage scheme, designed to connect 446 properties to the sewage system, aims to prevent an estimated 200,000 to 300,000 litres of untreated sewage from septic tanks seeping into the lake daily. However, protesters, including iwi members, have occupied the worksite, citing concerns about the environmental and cultural impacts of the pipeline route, which runs near the sacred lake Rotokakihi. Lake Te Whatanui Leka Skitwith, spokesperson for the Lake Rotokakihi Board of Control, said the protests could have been avoided if the council had listened adequately to mana whenua's concerns. It's not just about the potential environmental damage. The council is disturbing the whenua itself. We just don't want the pipeline through Rotokakihi, he said. Skitwith emphasised that the council needed to take iwi's cultural concerns seriously enough, referencing two cultural impact assessments and an archaeological survey that were completed but seemingly disregarded. If they had listened and understood the area's significance, this situation could have been avoided, he added. The council paused work on August 30th to engage with mana whenua, who raised concerns about the possible environmental harm to Lake Rotokakihi and the risk of disturbing tupuna buried in the area following the 1886 Mount Tarawera eruption. The pause cost the council $20,000 daily, with an estimated $400,000 already spent, including legal fees. Councillor Don Patterson acknowledged the financial strain, saying, "Every day we delay, the costs rise. This is a vital project for the community's health and the protection of our lakes." Despite the protests, the council insists it has tried to consult iwi and work with mana whenua. A council spokesperson stated that the project, which has been in development since 2015, has widespread support and is necessary for protecting the lake's long-term health. "We paused work to ensure mana whenua had the space and time to air their concerns. We're continuing to work closely with iwi representatives and project partners," the spokesperson said, noting that the daily conversations with Tohurangi Tribal Authority are ongoing. The council's renewed application for an injunction seeks to establish a buffer around the Tarawera Road worksite and prevent further interference with construction. The court is expected to hear the case in the coming weeks, as the council aims to resume work and avoid further costly delays. A new report shows that the housing market is set to lean towards favouring buyers, One News reports. According to the latest data obtained from realestate.co.nz, declining interest rates, easing inflation, the recent OCR cut, and a high level of housing stock are all set to help tilt the housing market in favour of buyers. This comes as throughout September, housing stock remained high, while the average asking price of a home remained stagnant. The average home asking price year on year increased by 0.2% and monthly by 2.7%. This marks 20 months of stagnant asking prices, which marks the longest stretch of price stability since they began keeping records 17 years ago. Realestate.co.nz spokesperson Vanessa Williams stated, "For almost 2 years, our national average asking price has hovered between $860,000 and $890,000. We've never seen prices remain flat for this long." The real estate company is warning buyers to act before the market makes another shift, with another OCR review set for the 9th of October. Williams added that these high stock levels will take some time to clear, but still market shifts are inevitable. Quote, "Although we won't see the market change overnight, It is cyclical, and eventually we will see movement. For those waiting for the perfect time to enter the market, this could be the window of opportunity they've been hoping for. Across New Zealand, stock levels for housing remained elevated in September. The total number of properties on the market surpassed 30,000, which followed a slight dip in houses available in August. This was the first time since 2014 that the housing stock in New Zealand had surpassed 30,000, with 6,500 more houses available than this time last year. The regions with the most significant year-on-year increases in house listings are Gisborne with 50% and the Coromandel with 40.2%. Central Otago, Wellington and Otago have also seen higher rates of houses on the market. Williams said, quote, "We typically see an increased listing as warmer weather encourages sellers to put their homes on the market. However, since 2021, spring has had a slower start, with more subdued listings levels during September. This year we are seeing a return to more typical spring activity, approaching 10,000 new listings compared to an average of around 7,000 in previous years." Realestate.co.nz says this new increase in listings suggests the potential for a busier spring season ahead for both buyers and sellers. In student news, Air New Zealand has come under criticism for cutting flight routes and capacity, RNZ reports. Flights from Dunedin and Queenstown will see larger jet planes replaced by much smaller twin turboprop planes. For some routes, morning flights will take off later and return flights earlier in the afternoon. Flights from Dunedin to Wellington will now use the smaller ATR-72 plane. The first flight has been pushed back so that passengers will now arrive in Wellington at 8:30 a.m. rather than 7:40 a.m. Direct flights between Invercargill and Wellington are also being ditched entirely. These decisions prompted accusations that the airline is prioritising its own profits over its responsibility to service the regions. And Air New Zealand's domestic manager, Scott Carr, claimed the decision was not based on profit. Carr said that this is definitely a challenging situation. We care because we continue to operate those services, and this isn't about profits. This is about actually stemming significant losses we've made in those markets. He added, this is not in anyone's interest for Air New Zealand to lose money flying those routes. Carr said the engine issues with aircraft and a drop in government employees travelling due to public sector job cuts were contributing to a fall in demand for the affected services. Carr said that Air New Zealand is not going to raise prices on the affected routes. And a reminder that voting for the 2025 OUSA exec is open. Head to voting.ousa.org.nz to cast your vote. You have until 4 p.m. today. This has been the RY News Bulletin for Thursday the 3rd of October. Today's bulletin was written by Charlie Cunningham and Jonah Broughton and read to you by Charlie Cunningham.
Those were the headlines for today on R1 News at 1. Catch up on previous R1 News wherever you get your podcasts or head to r1.co.nz/news.
And coming up for you next on R1 News, we have the weather, but first we have Good Girls by PHF.
The R1 News at 1 weather forecast.
Welcome back to R1 News at 1. This is the weather report, and I'm sure if you look outside, you'll see that we're experiencing quite high levels of rain. The Met Service has now issued a heavy rain warning for Dunedin until Friday. And if you are a student who is living out in non-Studentville, sandbags are available for community use in South Dunedin at the Ice Stadium. Or if you live in Mosgiel, you can get them from Memorial Park and the gym car park. And if significant rainfall can cause surface flooding, slips for rivers and streams to rise. So if you are out driving or just walking, just be vigilant for anything and make sure you're keeping safe. And it currently feels like 7 degrees, and it's not going to get much warmer today, and the rain's not going to stop. So I hope you all stay safe today and keep warm.
The R1 News at 1 weather forecast. You've been listening to R1 News at 1 here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded daily wherever you get your podcasts, or head to r1.co.nz/news to get yourself all caught up. Additionally, you can follow R1 News NZ to keep up to date with all our newsworthy happenings.
The
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.